A new World War II history book comes from Hall of Fame basketball player Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's written about a little-known, all-black U.S. Army tank battalion, which was one of General George Patton's best, the 761st. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
12 years ago, Abdul-Jabbar went to Lincoln Center in New York City for the showing of a film documentary about black soldiers in a World War II tank division. The audience was filled with prominent black and Jewish New Yorkers because the men in the tank division had liberated Jews from several concentration camps. As the basketball star walked to his seat, he heard a familiar voice.
And I hear somebody say, "Hey, young man." And it was Smitty. And I said, "Smitty, what are you doing here?" He said, "Well, hey, I was in this unit." And you know, my eyes bugged open. I was like, "Geez, wow."
Abdul-Jabbar had no idea that Leonard Smith, the New York City transit cop he knew as Smitty, had been a tank gunner who won the Bronze Star for Valor in battle. He discovered his friend was a hero to many people in the audience, especially the Jews liberated by Smitty and his fellow soldiers.
I met this rabbi from Israel. He lives in Israel now, Rabbi Lau. He was at Buchenwald. It was a black unit, the 183rd Combat Engineers liberated Buchenwald. And he talked about them like they were angels. He said, "Black men come through the gate. We'd never seen black people. We didn't know anything about them, and here they chase the Germans off and save our lives. May God bless them." That he kept repeating that again and again, and it's moving when you talk to these people about it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was fascinated by this new dimension to his old friend and decided to find out how Smitty and the other black men in his unit managed to get beyond assumptions that they were cowards and lacked the intellect for strategic military encounters. That was the start of his work on his book, Brothers in Arms, the epic story of the 761st Tank Battalion, World War II's Forgotten Heroes. Previous histories of the war, including war newsreels, occasionally mentioned African Americans, but the tone was blatantly patronizing.
America's first Negro sailor trainees are reviewed by their chief, Lieutenant Commander Daniel Armstrong, whose father led colored troops in the Civil War. Commando-type drills are a daily must for these men, and they're standing up magnificently.
Despite promises of an active and equal role in the war, African Americans quickly learned that they were to serve whites in the military in much the same way as they had served them in civilian life. General George Patton, who headed the Third Army, had resisted having any blacks under his command. The general wrote in his diary that he had, quote, "no faith in the inherent fighting ability of the race," end quote. But the men of the 761st proved him wrong. Abdul-Jabbar knew personally about the second-class treatment of blacks during World War II. His father had been in the Army during the war and trained at Fort Bragg to fire howitzers, but military racism would not allow him on the battlefield. He ended up playing in the military band.
Many blacks who got over to Europe as combat personnel, as soon as they got over to Europe, they were told that they had to be stevedores or truck drivers or ambulance drivers. They weren't allowed to fight in combat units.
Now, in the case of the 761st, they were initially put in place as a public relations gesture to try to maintain support in the black community for the war effort, and yet they end up in combat. How does that happen?
Well, after D-Day, Patton needed more tankers. The 761st had been training for over 2 years. They'd been the Germans in the war games, so they understood the German equipment, and they also understood the strengths and weaknesses of the American equipment, the Sherman tank. So they were really qualified to use this equipment, more so than the other tank units whose members only got 2 months of training and were thrown into combat.
So it was, in essence, a result of racism because they got additional training because they were being held back.
They were being held back, and they actually have a much better understanding of armored combat than all of the other units that went over and fought.
So tell me a little bit about their exploits on the battlefield.
Well, up until, let's say, the middle of 1944, the gun on the American tank could not penetrate the German armor. And the Germans had a 100% kill ratio against our armor. But the Sherman tank had one advantage. It was lighter than the German tanks, so they took the governors off of the tanks so that they could get the tanks going up to close to 40 miles an hour, which was a lot faster than the German tanks. And because of how they were treated down in Louisiana and Texas, being made to work in mud and really bad physical conditions, that enabled them to be ready for the weather in Europe and not be daunted by adverse weather conditions.
In fact, the 761st not only overcame miserable fighting conditions, but spent more time at the front than any other tank battalion, 6 months, as opposed to the usual two-week rotation. Their strength and endurance surprised the Germans and General Patton.
This was Patton's best tank unit, and they didn't get any recognition because whites did not look upon blacks as having any competence as fighting men.
The 761st fought in the Battle of the Bulge and fought in five countries as they victoriously plowed into Germany. They had a 50% casualty rate, but they liberated more than two dozen villages and towns, as well as a number of concentration camps. Still, racist attitudes in the military culture caused these men to be excluded from the accolades given to white American soldiers.
After all of this happened and all of the paperwork was put in motion to see that they were given medals and acknowledged, all the paperwork got lost.
Got lost?
No, it was intentionally lost. The officer corps of the United States Army before World War II and during the war had a huge percentage of Southerners who did not want to have anything to do with blacks and did not feel that they deserved any recognition.
During World War II, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, launched an effort it called the Double V Campaign for victory in the war against Nazis and victory at home in the battle against racism. Fighting prejudice to wear the U.S. uniform on the battlefield, black GIs helped to create a new image of African Americans as patriots willing to give their lives for their country. The victories of black soldiers in the 1940s set the stage for civil rights victories at home in the 50s and 60s. So, did the 7-foot-tall author ever get into one of those tanks?
No, and you know, I'd really like to try it because Smitty's a little guy, and he said that, you know, you get into this tank and you're shoulder to shoulder with everybody.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's book is called Brothers in Arms, the epic story of the 761st Tank Battalion, World War II's forgotten heroes. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear Juan's extended interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.